All right, we're now into the life design matrix side of this. And what is the life design matrix? It's simply you designing your life in each of the areas. And I'm sharing with you the process that I've used for 25 years to build my life around. And this has worked. Feel free to modify it any way you want. And let me share with you how I've applied this in my life and how I've taught this around the world to many, many people who have said it's a really good tool. First and foremost, what I want you to do is write down a list of accomplishments that you can relate to back in your life. You can go all the way back to when you were a child. It doesn't matter. Graduated from school. Graduated from Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. Helped on the basketball team. Did some charitable work. Whatever accomplishments you have. You've learned a new language. You traveled. You raised your children. You built a business. You failed in a business. Those are things you've accomplished. Now, how could failing in a business be an accomplishment? Because of everything that you learned there. You can learn how to take any event in your life and reframe it in a way that empowers you and teaches you a lesson. And that's the gift in everything that didn't work to your taste. Now, in the life design matrix, I'm going to help you with the building blocks of what you need in order to achieve each one of the goals that you have. After we do this, you will then create the neural reconditioning process for yourself so that you start to invoke the quantum laws of achieving goals, which means you're going to be in the right vibration with the right vision, and you're going to be neurologically wired to believe what you need to believe. And you'll have the habits you need to achieve what you want to achieve. So let's go through this. After you finish the accomplishment section, let's have you write down your core strengths. And I want to have a list of your strengths. What are you uniquely qualified to do? What are your specific strengths? And we covered some of those potentials earlier on in the emotional, spatial, mathematical intelligence series. We covered that in your spiritual abilities or your intellectual abilities. You have some tools to use here when you fill out these forms. What are your unique abilities? Now, what's the difference between a core strength and a unique ability? A unique ability might be something like your speed. A unique ability might be your ability to play a phenomenal instrument. A unique ability might be something like your mathematical ability to count numbers or multiply numbers or to memorize things that nobody else memorizes. Those might be unique abilities. A core strength might be your deductive reasoning. A core strength might be your ability for kindness. A core strength might be your ability to perceive things in a way that always serves you. So you've got a couple of differentiating points there. And in your manual, there's a list that you can look at and add to that list. This will give you a few tools you need to draw upon to know what it is that is unique to you, what it is that you can draw upon from your strengths, and what it is that you might need from other people. That is one of the first parts of getting this life design matrix filled out. Now, in the coming pages, what we want to do is something I call a true north. And a true north just lets you know precisely, honestly, and exactly where you are right now. Why is that important? First and foremost, it's not important because it will make you feel bad. It is important so you can have an understanding of what your true situation is. It's important for you to have a reference point of where you are so that you can have a starting point to where you want to get to. So right now, take a look at the manual and fill in the blanks. Do a financial evaluation, do a business and career evaluation, do a spiritual evaluation, a mental health evaluation, a physical evaluation, and relationships evaluation, which will give you an idea of what it is that you want to put your focus on. Remember, whatever instructions you give your brain is what you're going to focus on. And please don't forget to do the part about the contribution evaluation. And contribution doesn't just mean financial. It's emotional. It's spiritual. It's kindness towards other people. Contribution is one of the things that makes human beings feel great. So make sure you do a contribution evaluation.